弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
我们在一个多月啊，我们的年研布道会。负责人啊，要讲到的工人啊，讲一些跟布道会有关系的。
In about a month, we will have our spiritual convocation evangelical service. So I was told to share with you on some topics of evangelism.
我们今天用撒加利亚书上面的一段话一起来学习。
Today we would like to use a passage in the book of Zechariah.
就是寻求万军之主，我也要去。
And that is to seek after the Lord Almighty, and I will also go.
我们看撒加利亚书第八章。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 8.
二十节到二十三节。
Verse 20 to verse 23.
撒加利亚书第八章，二十节到二十三节，在撒加利亚书是旧约圣经的倒数第二卷。
So the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 20 to 23, is the second to last book in the Old Testament.
第二十节
Verse 20.
万军之主如此说，将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到。二十一节
21.
这城的居民必到那城说，我们要快去恳求主的恩。寻求万军之主的恩，我也要去。二十二节
，22，
必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷，寻求万军之主，恳求主的恩。二十三节
，23，
万军之主如此说：在那些日子，必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹太人的衣襟，说：我们要与你们同去。因为我们听见神与你们同在的，这边是撒加利先知呢，按着神的感动他讲了这个一个应许。
Here, Prophet Zechariah, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God, talks about the prophecy.
这个时候刚好是犹大人他们被掳一段时间之后。因为神感动当时的国王，让他们能够回到耶路撒冷来重建神的圣殿。
This was during the period of time when the people of the Jewish people was taken as captives into a foreign land, and they were through the movement of God, the king released them to return back to their land.
这时候的耶路撒冷城呢，可以说是非常的荒废很少人在那边居住。
And during this time, the city of Jerusalem was in ruins, and there were not many people who inhabit that city.
耶路撒冷城呢，对当时世界的人来讲呢，是一个遭毁灭的城。
And so, to the people at the time, the city of Jerusalem, in their mind, is just a city of ruin.
是一个可以说去到那边看不到什么东西的一座城啊。
They can say they go there and they see it is a place that they cannot see really any building standing.
所以几乎没有什么外族人会到那个地方去。
And so not many people will actually go and move there.
但是这里呢，先知勉励回到耶路撒冷的这些百姓他们要来做重建圣殿的工作。
But here, the God moved the prophets to move the hearts of the people to return to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
然后在他的书信当中呢，也带来给神给他们的一种应许，神给他们的一种盼望。
And in the books, God also carried with it His promise and His hope.
这边我们所读的这个应许呢，有三个层面。
And so, from what we read in this passage, there are three aspects to this promise.
第一个层面呢，就是这些外邦人他们听到有神的福气在耶路撒冷，所以他们讲说请大家都要去，他自己也要去。
And the first promise is that the foreigners have heard that the Lord is with the people in Jerusalem, and so they all want to go, and they themselves will also go.
第二个层面呢，在二十二节真的有些人已经就会到耶路撒冷去了。
And verse 22 is the second aspect in which many people and strong nations will have gone to Jerusalem.
他们到耶路撒冷到这个城里面去恳求主的恩。
They came to Jerusalem to seek and pray before the Lord.
第三个层面在23节，有些这些外邦人以前不相信神的人，有10个人会拉住一个犹大人的衣襟，求这个犹太人带他们到耶路撒冷的圣殿里面去。
And the third aspect is included in verse 23, in which then those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man and say, let us go to with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
所以这是神给当时在重建圣殿百姓的一种应许。
And so this was the promises that God foretold to the people when they returned to the city to rebuild.
也是给他们在当时很辛苦的在重建圣殿的时候的一种盼望。
It is also a hope that was given to those who were already at the city to rebuild the city.
这些应许呢，在那个时代呢，只有小部分实现。
And these promises, only a small aspect was fulfilled during their days.
绝大部分呢，是到我们现在这个末世的时候呢，真神属灵的国度会来实现。
But actually, it is more fulfilled in the end days when the Spirit of God has poured upon man.
会在神同在的真教会里面会看到这些应许的完成。
And you will see these promises fulfilled in a church that is filled by the Spirit of God.
若是神把他的福气恩典大大降在神同在的教会的时候，
if when God poured down His blessings and abundant grace on the church,
那时候不用去传。 这个还没有信主的人，他们会主动来寻求主的恩。
At that time, you do not really need to preach, but then naturally, God will move the hearts of others to come to seek Him.
那时候我们不需要很辛苦的来邀请人到教会来，这些外族人他们也会主动找我们来到教会来参加聚会。
It would not be so hard to evangelize and trying to persuade other people to come and listen. Instead, they will even eagerly want to come and listen themselves.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that the case?
因为他们被神的恩典、神的平安、神的福气大大的吸引了。
Because they have been attracted by the peace and the blessing and the grace of God.
在属灵的耶路撒冷，就是在神的真教会里面。
In this holy city of Jerusalem, that is in the holy church, a true church of God, that you will see this peace and grace of God.
10个人会拉住我们一个人的衣襟。
There will be 10 people who will grasp your sleeve.
10个人不是真的是说10个人，10个人是代表众多的意思。
10 figuratively means there are a multitude of people.
拉住一襟呢，是表示说他们愿意跟神有份，愿意来接受、领受神的平安跟福气。
They grasp your sleeve, meaning that they are willing to draw close to God. They are eager and thirsting for the Word of God.
真的只有平安、有福气的地方才能够吸引人。
And so there only a place that have peace and blessing will it attract others.
一个有平安有福气的地方，人听了自动就会来。
When there's a place that is full of blessing and peace, once they hear of the word, they will naturally come.
尤其是在现今这种政治上也好，经济上也好，动荡不安的时代。
Especially in a time in which politically and also economically is unstable.
我们到外面去所听到的消息，都是让我们觉得说。 我们的心里面又摇动起来的这种负面上的信息。
Every news that comes to our ears always move the peacefulness of our heart, and we feel more chaotic.
一个能够找到一个充满神的福气又充满神的平安的地方，是人们所向往的。
And so it is a dream for a man to seek for a place in which they can find refuge in terms of peace.
所以我们在联会之前呢，我们好好来自己来省思一下。
And so before spiritual convocation, let us closely meditate to ourselves.
今天我们会觉得说，我们传福音带人来教会真的是很困难。Sometimes
we think to ourselves to preach to others and to evangelize. It seems such a difficult task.
有时候花费很多的心思。 用很多的祷告，我们才有办法带领一个慕道朋友到我们教会来。
We may spend so much of our energy and time and our prayer, in order to bring in one soul.
有时候我们会觉得说，那我们教会的道理很好。
Sometimes we agree that our church, the truth is good.
我们教会有圣灵同在，圣灵会帮助我们。
That we have the Holy Spirit abidance, in our church, and it is good.
但是为什么我们教会不吸引人呢？
But how is it that sometimes we feel there is no attraction?
就是来了，有时候也待不久。
That even if people do come, they do not stay long.
我们教会是不是真的有神的恩典，有神的平安在我们里面呢？
Is it true that our church have the blessing and the peace of the Lord?
换句话说，我们这个教会，甚至我们自己，是不是有神的同在？
Or sometimes we doubt whether or not we have the abidance of God.
不但是我们自己能够体会到神的同在，别人是不是也能够看到神跟我们同在呢？
Not only if we feel God's abidance with us, but whether or not other people can see God abiding with us.
若是我们刚刚所问的这些问题，我们的答案都是肯定。
If the questions we have just posed, we have this confident answer of yes.
我想我们的朋友，我们所认识的人，他们一定很乐意的会跟我们到教会来。
And I believe our friends who know of us would also very joyfully and with confirmation come and attend church with us.
不用我们很特意的去邀请，他们就会跟着我们到教会来。
They will follow us to church.
因为他们在我们的身上看到有神的同在。
Because they can see God's abidance in our life.
他们在我们的身上看到神的恩惠。
They can see the blessing of God among us.
但是我们可能大部分的弟兄姊妹离这个标准还有一段的距离。
But for many of us, perhaps we are still very far from the standard.
所以我们今天利用早上的时间，再一次的来确认一下，我们是不是有神跟我们同在。
And so this morning, I'd like to study a little bit further to ask ourselves, has God been abiding with me?
我们所在的教会是不是有神的同在？
The church that I go, has God been abiding with the church?
神同在所具备的要素是什么？
And what are the requirements for God's abidance?
神同在的表现又是什么呢？
And what is the manifestation of that abidance?
当然在圣经当中呢，我们可以找到很多古圣徒他们神同在的例子给我们当学习。
And so from the Old Testament, we can see from many of the examples how God abides with them.
但是我们今天早上来看主耶稣他给我们的学习的榜样。
But today, this morning, I'd like to share with you the example of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章三十八节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
使徒行传十章三十八节呢这边是记载耶稣主耶稣在世上他所做的事情的一个用一句话来做一个总结。
Here's the words of Jesus in which he used a conclusion about his ministry in the world.
我们念三十八节。
Let's read chapter 10 of Acts verse 38.How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
这边说神怎么样用圣灵跟能力来膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
Here it said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
这是我们大家都知道的。
We know this fact.
并且呢，他周游四方，行善事来医病赶鬼。
And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
因为神跟他同在。
Because God was with him.
真的主耶稣在世上的时候呢，他是 走遍了各城各乡啊。
Truly, when Jesus was still living, that he went up to city after cities.
主耶稣吸引很多人到他的面前。
And he draw a multitude to himself.
他宣讲天国的福音。
And so he preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
医病赶鬼。
And he healed the sick and cast out those devil possessed.
把神的恩典跟平安来赐给在他跟前的那些人。
And so he bestowed the grace and the blessing of God to the people.
换句话说，当时的人们能够借着主耶稣得到福气。
In other words, people at the time can through Lord Jesus Christ receive the blessing of God.
今天我们要把神的平安跟福气来传给我们周围的人。
Likewise, today we are to also pass on this grace and the blessing of God to those around us.
让他们愿意到教会来亲近神，愿意到教会来敬拜神。
So they are willing to come to church to worship and to draw close to God.
今天首先我们要来学习，我们要去追求主耶稣他所拥有的。
And so first we must learn the lesson of pursuing after God of things that are everlasting.
我们要来做主耶稣他所做的。
We need to do things in which Lord Jesus have done.
若是我们能够求到主耶稣他所拥有的。
If we can receive the everlasting thing in which Lord Jesus have received.
我们能够做主耶稣他所做的。
And to do the things in which he has done.
就表示说神也跟我们同在。
And that will prove that God is also with us.
神跟我们同在，平安福气自然会借着我们传给周围的人。
And when God is with us, naturally, His blessing and His grace will be spread to those people who are around us.
所以首先我们来看主耶稣他拥有什么。
And so let us first study as to what does Lord Jesus have.
主耶稣有的，我们要跟神来求，我们要跟耶稣一样。
What He has, we also need to ask from God to, that we can receive.
我们可以看一次《使徒行传》十章三十八节。
Let's turn back to let's look again at Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
我们看前半段。
Look at the first portion.
神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
这边讲神用圣灵能力浇灌耶稣啊。
Here, God anointed Jesus with His Spirit and also with His power.
浇灌，来膏，都是就膏呢，就是浇灌的意思。浇灌呢，就是说大大的把它倒下去，这叫浇灌。
This anointing is like a downpouring of something onto Jesus.
不是只有一点点，乃是非常充满的。
Not just of a few drops or of a few amount.
这边呢，当彼得在讲到的时候呢，他特意提到说是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And here, as Peter was preaching, take note in this passage, he mentioned Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒在当时是一个名不见经传的地方啊，
名不见，
就是非常不出名的地方。
And during the time, the city of Nazareth is not so popular.
所以呢，当拿但业呢。这个腓力跟他介绍耶稣的时候呢，他说这个拿撒勒还能够出什么好东西啊。
And that's why when disciple Nathaniel was told about Jesus, he said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
所以以人的角度，拿撒勒这个地方不可能出什么有名的人。
So from people's perspective, there is nothing that can come good out of Nazareth. No one famous will come out of it.
但是神以圣灵能力来膏主耶稣，让他大大的有权柄。
But God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with His power so that He can have this authority and this great power.
我们要把福音传出去，必须要有权柄。
And so when we are to preach the Word of God, we also need to have this kind of authority.
今天基督教界那么多的教会。
Today in Christianity, there are so many churches.
为什么我们教会，我们会说跟其他教会不一样？
Why is it that we can boldly say that our church is different than other churches?
因为我们教会带有权柄。
Because our church have the authority of God.
但是权柄必须要我们 每位弟兄姊妹不断继续的去追求。
But this kind of authority needs to be constantly pursued.
若不追求这个权柄，有一天会离开我们教会。
If we do not continue to grow and pursue, then one day this will also disappear.
主耶稣的权柄在哪些方面彰显呢？
In what way is the power or authority of Jesus Christ manifest?
我们可以从两个方面来看。
We can look at this from two different angles.
我们首先来看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章二十一节、二十二节。
Chapter one,
二十一、二十二节。
Chapter one, verse 21 and 22.
马可福音第一章二十一节。
Mark chapter one, verse 21, 22.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二节。
22.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他的教训。因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。啊，这边说耶稣的权柄呢，在他的话语当中彰显。
Here it says that he taught them as one having authority, and it was manifested through his teachings.
所以主的话像一个有权柄的人在讲。
And so the words in which Jesus spoke spoke as one with authority.
就表示说他的话好像利刃一样。
利刃
表示一个 sword。
So his words is like a sword.
能够刺到人的心。
That can pierce the hearts of men.
能够让人听到他的话，能够感动，能够有所改变。
So when others hear his words, they can be moved in their heart and have this transformation.
所以当时的人听到耶稣在讲道的时候呢，他们扎心啊。
And so when the people were listening to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, their heart were pierced.
他们觉得很稀奇。
And they feel they wonder.
他们也说这个人讲话带有权柄很稀奇啊，不像他们的文士跟法利赛人在讲话一样。
They wondered how this man can speak with such kind of power and authority so different compared to the Pharisees and the scribes.
同样的，彼得在五旬节一次的讲道有三千个犹太人受洗。
And so, when, likewise, when Peter spoke at one time in the day of Pentecost, that he spoke with authority, and about 3,000 members believed.
因为他的讲道也是带有权柄的。
Because the words from his mouth also carried with authority.
因为我们知道要让犹太人他们根深蒂固的这种宗教上面的观念，要在一次讲道当中能够完全的来改变。这没有神的能力，没有神的动工，这是不可能的。
To convert a Jew at the time, with one sermon speaking, it is basically impossible if without the miracle and the authority of God.
我们现在带慕道朋友来，有时候，他来慕道很久啊，听了很多道理。
When we bring our friends and they have heard the sermons and the words of God for many times,
但是呢？不相信就是不相信。
But they still would not believe.
但是彼得一次讲到能够让三千个非常虔诚的犹太教的人相信耶稣基督受洗，这是不简单。
But Peter at that time was able to in one sermon convert and convince the devout Jews into Christianity and believing in Jesus Christ and receiving baptism.
所以我们教会要追求这样的一个权柄。
And so as a church, we also need to pray God for this authority.
要追求这样的权柄，我们要教会要祷告。
And to have this authority, the church must pray.
祷告，当然我们一直在一而再、再而三的强调说要祷告，但是祷告是我们教会最根本的一个元素。
We keep emphasizing on prayer because the prayer is the foundation of our church.
我们信徒若是有祷告，
If our members all pray,
在讲台上的任何的信息，我们听的都会感动。
Whatever message is preached on the pulpit will be moving the hearts of others.
有时候小弟也会这种体验。
Sometimes I have this kind of experience.
有时候来教会是匆匆忙忙到教会来。
Sometimes I hurriedly come to church.
聚会前的祷告已经错过了。
And prayer before the service, I to the point that maybe I missed the First prayer.
所以有时候在听道理的时候，这个有些弟兄姊妹他听觉得说非常好的道理，但是在小弟听起来觉得说， 这个时间怎么这么长？
And sometimes that sermon is a really good topic, but then as I sit there, sometimes I wonder to myself, oh, how come the sermon is so long?
啊，因为事先没有祷告啊。
Because I did not pray beforehand.
啊，真的有事先，我们在聚会前能够让自己的心能够有做祷告、做准备，任何的信息我们都会觉得是我所需要的信息。
So you will realize if you spent the time in prayer before sermon or before service and to pray to God, that when you sit down to listen to that sermon, even if it's not all that wonderful, you will hear the words and it will pierce your heart.
所以我们教会这种祷告的风气，我们虽然已经有，但是我们可以更进步，让我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够有圣灵的充满。
And so, even though we have this in our church, that we need to pursue further so that we can have the Spirit of God pour greatly among us.
主耶稣的权柄在另外一个方面来彰显呢，我们再看马可福音第一章二十六节、二十七节。
Let's look into Mark chapter 1, verse 27, 28.
二十六、二十七。
26 and 27.
二十六节，乌鬼叫那人凑了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。二十七节，众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。这是主耶稣权柄的另外一个表现，就是他能够把这个乌鬼把他赶出来。
Here's another manifestation of the authority of Jesus is that he's able to cast out the unclean spirits.
主耶稣吩咐这个乌鬼出来之后，当时众人非常的惊讶。
The people were quite shocked when they saw how Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and cast them out.
他们就彼此来对问说，到底是什么发生什么事情啊？
And so they questioned among themselves and say, what is this? What is this new doctrine?
这是什么样一个新道理？这个乌鬼用一句话这个就可以赶出来了。
How is it that he can command the unclean spirit with just words?
因为可能在当时的犹太教的他们的传统，那种乌鬼他们要用很多的仪式才有办法把它赶出去。
Perhaps and during those days in the Jewish tradition, they must have gone through certain rituals in order to try to cast out the evil, the unclean spirits.
但是主耶稣带有权柄来到他们中间。
But Jesus, one with authority, came amongst them.
一句话，乌鬼就赶出去了。
So with a few words, he was able to cast out the unclean spirits.
所以当时人觉得说，他到底是什么样的一种，这是什么样的一个新的道理出现了？
And so the people wondered, what is this new doctrine?
所以教会要有权柄，也是要有能够医病赶鬼的能力啊。
And so a church having authority must also have the power to cast out the evil spirit and heal the sick.
几年前呢，在俄湾教会一个青年。
A few years ago in Irvine Church, there was a youth.
他慕道很长一段时间的。
He was truth seeking for some time.
教会人都以为他是信主的。
And in the church, people thought that he was a believer.
但是他还是不受洗。
But he still was yet to be baptized.
但是安息日聚会都到。
But he would come on Sabbath day for service.
有一次灵恩布道会之前的礼拜五啦，大家他们青年就鼓励他来受洗。
And so one time in the spiritual convocation on a Friday, the other youth encouraged him to receive baptism.
但是他还在犹豫啊。
But then he was having some doubts.
然后他说，除非让我看到什么样子神迹奇事啊。他才愿意来相信。
And he, so he said, only if I see certain signs or visions will I believe.
真的神怜悯他。
And God was merciful to him.
在隔天礼拜六的中午，有个慕道朋友，是一个女的。
And so on a Sabbath, one Sabbath afternoon, there was another true seeker friend that
他之前有被魔鬼干扰的这种情况。
And she testified how before she was
不是她这个现在是姊妹哈，她之前有被魔鬼干扰的情况。
And actually this woman before she believed that she was actually bothered by the evil spirits.
就在礼拜六中午大家都在用餐的时候，她在会堂里面突然间魔鬼又附身。
And while during lunch, while everyone's having fellowship meal, she was in the chapel and and was possessed by the evil spirit.
所以在那边大声大叫。
And so she was screaming uncontrollably.
教会的传道长子还有一些弟兄姊妹赶快过去帮她祷告，要赶撒旦。
And so at the time, some ministers and also some brother and sister was there, and so they prayed for her and tried to cast out the evil spirit.
很多青年都看到的啊，这位当时还不信的。这个弟兄他也亲眼看到。
And so a lot of the youth were also there, and likewise this young man who was having some doubt also witnessed this.
他看到这个姊妹当时被附身那种这种脸部还有这种动作，他觉得很不可思议。
And so he was completely shocked by what he saw about the words, the actions and the movement of this person who was possessed.
但是在大家弟兄姊妹的祷告唱诗当中呢，这个魔鬼就离开了。
But in the midst of all the brothers and sisters praying and also singing him to praise God, he also saw how the evil spirit depart.
真的他看到的，他也知道说他该要受洗了。
And so when he saw this, he realized he need to be baptized.
因为真的神怜悯他，让他看到这种神迹奇事在教会里面彰显了。
And so it was actually a mercy of God that God manifest to him this kind of work or miracle to him.
今天神让教会有这种权柄，但是我们整体教会必须要追求从神来的圣灵跟能力。
And so today God has also given this church the authority, and then we must pursue for His Holy Spirit.
但我们真耶稣教会在整个基督教界是一个不是非常有名的一个宗教教派。
True Jesus Church among all the churches in Christianity, we are considered quite unknown.
若是我们能够追求从神来的圣灵跟能力。
If we can pursue and ask God for His authority and His Holy Spirit and power,
and
then we, our church will have that authority.
Then our true
seeker friends will experience God.
And
we can see God abiding with us here.
所以在灵恩会之前呢，灵恩会布道会之前呢，我们弟兄姊妹，我们自己来做一个立志。
And so before our spiritual convocation evangelical service, we must make this determination.
我们用心祷告，让整个教会充满神的圣灵跟能力。
That we use our heart to pray and ask God to pour down His power and His Holy Spirit.
宣道工作跟其他教会的工作不太一样。
The evangelical work is different than many of的 other church work.
其他的工作我们计划好的，大家同心有时候我们会看到成果。
Sometimes we, with one heart, we do certain work and we can see the results.
但是宣道工作，除了我们同心有计划之外，我们要追求从神来的权柄。
But in evangelical work, not only to have a oneness of heart and also to plan, but we also need that of God's authority.
我们要从上头来的能力。我们才能够看到工作的果效。
We need the power from above in order to see the work of God.
再来第二个我们要有神同在耶稣他做什么？
And the second aspect is to having the abidance of God. We also need to see what else Jesus have done.
我们看再来看一次《使徒行传》十章三十八节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 10, verse 18.
《使徒行传》十章三十八节的下半段。
Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the second portion.
他周游四方行善事，医好还被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
Who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, and God was with him.
这边提到说，耶稣他是周游四方啊。
Here it says that Jesus went about doing good.
周游四方在马太福音第九章那边讲到说耶稣是走遍各城各乡。
In Matthew chapter 9, it says that Jesus walked about to many distant places.
主耶稣他是主动的出去。
And so Jesus took the initiative and went out.
而不是被动的等人来。
He did not stay in one place and to wait for people to come to him.
主耶稣周游四方的目的就是要把神的福气借着他带给别人。
And so he went about in order to bring to others the blessing and the grace of God.
在所有神的福气当中，能够听到天国的福音，这是最大的福气。
And the greatest grace of God is that they can hear the words of the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们有神跟我们同在我们也要学习主耶稣， 我们要出去。
And so today, to have God abide with us, we must also learn from Jesus Christ that we must go out to preach.
当然我们不能像耶稣一样到各城各乡去。
Of course, we are probably not like Jesus to go about different cities and to preach.
但是主耶稣让我们每一个人在住在不同的地方。
But God enabled us to live all in different places.
主耶稣让我们在不同的地方上班。
And we all work in different places.
主耶稣让我们在不同地方上课。
And we also study in different places.
我们也可以在我们所在的地方把神的福气带给别人。
And so wherever we are, if we preach and share the grace and blessing of God,
是别人借着我们来认识神，能够接受到神的福气。
That through others, people can come to know God and also receive His grace.
我们教会尝试了很多各样的宣道的工作。
We are church. As a church, we have experienced many work of the of evangelism.
可能我们花了很多的钱在制作传单，我们也到很多地方去发传单。
Maybe we spent the money to print flyers and then go out to give out flyers.
我们教会也在这个报纸上面刊登广告。
Or we have advertised and classified ads in the newspaper.
或是在网络上面，我们教会有自己的网站。
Or that in the internet.We have our own webpage.
我想我们伯恩教会或许也做其他各式各样的宣道的工作。
I believe Bowen Park Church also have done many of these evangelical work.
但是最有效的宣道就是我们个人的宣道啊。
But the most effective evangelism is personal evangelism.
什么是个人的宣道？
What is personal evangelism?
就是把天国的福音，把神的道理介绍给我们所认识的朋友、亲戚还有家人。
And that is to what we hear the gospel pertaining to the kingdom of God to share with our friends.
这样的方式是最有功效的方式。
And this is the most effective and the most most effective method.
我们看到刚刚看到这个撒迦利亚书上面的预言。
As we looked into the passage of the book of Zechariah,
许多人因为听见神的福音。他会到耶路撒冷，他会到圣殿来寻求神的恩。
They heard the word of the Lord, and so they want and so eagerly want to go into the holy city of Jerusalem.
他们听见，因为有人传，他们才能够听见。
And they heard of it because other people have preached to them.
今天，这个传的工作呢，就是我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们要去做这个传的工作。
So today, this duty of preaching is the duty in which we, as each brother and sister, have.Received.
所以在布道会之前呢，我们弟兄姊妹可以设定一个目标。
And so before our convocation, we can set a goal.
我们让自己有一个使命感。
We also have this kind of a commission.
我们也可以想好说，这次布道会我要带多少个朋友到教会来。
And that this spiritual convocation, how many of my friends would I like to bring to church?
我们要为我们所要带来的朋友呢，为他们祷告。
And we also need to pray for these friends from which we are to bring.
让他们有平坦的道路，能够到神的面前来。
So that they can come and to before the word and truth of the Lord.
我们现在还一个多月，还不晚。
We still have a month, and so it is not too late.
我们就开始设定目标，并且帮他们祷告。
So it is good for us to set goals and to put this into prayer.
让神呢，使我们在好的时机能够来邀请他们。
And so in a good season and good timing that God enable us the opportunity to sow the seeds. 邀请
他们的时候，他们的心能够接受。
So that when we share with them the word of God, that their heart is open and they can receive God's words.
有时候我们祷告不够啊，虽然我们的朋友他们愿意跟我们到教会来。
Sometimes our prayer is not enough. Sometimes our friends may want to come with us.
但是往往在最后一分钟、最后一个小时，他打电话跟你讲说今天不能来了。
But there are occasions in which we've seen in which the last hour before service, they call and they say they can't make it.
所以我们在祷告当中求神。把这个道路把它铺平，让我们的朋友能够到他的面前来。
So in our prayer, we ask God so that He can clear the path for our friends and true seeker friends, so they can easily come to listen to God's words.
有时候我们说要传给我们认识人，那到底要传什么？
And so sometimes we say we are to share the word of God to our friends, and what are we to share with?
圣经的道理我不是懂很多。
Let's say that I do not know the word of God too well.
但是我们要传给别人。很简单。
But for us to preach to others is very easy.
我们只要把对我们个人对神的体验、对神的认识 来分享出去就好了。
And it's easy in terms of if we share our own personal experience with God with others, that is the most effective and easiest.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章的第三节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 3.
约翰一书第一章第三节
First John chapter 1 verse 3
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的、啊、这边告诉我们传福音要传什么
Here it says what are we to preach
就是我们跟主耶稣在相交我们认识主的过程我们在体验主的过程所看见所听见的把它讲出来那就是了
And that is to declare the kind of fellowship that we have with the Lord in our experience with Him to, with others、
哦、很简单
And so that is very easy
我们若是圣经不是 很熟悉也不需要换圣经
If we are not very familiar with the scriptures we do not need to really turn in the Bible
把我们所听见所看见的
But we share with what we have heard and also what we have seen with our friends.
然后带他们到教会来
And then bring them to church.
求神开路
May God open a way for us.
让我们在祷告当中能够来纪念这些朋友
So that in our prayer we may remember these friends.
有一个见证这样说
There is a testimony I'd to share with you.
有一个朋友他还没有到我们教会信主之前呢，他是在别的教会。
There was a friend before he came to our church. He belonged to another church.
他对道理很追求。
And he was pursuing for the word of God.
但是他的太太呢，虽然也是跟他到其他教会去，但是对道理不是很积极。
But his wife is not so interested in the word, even though she goes with her husband around to different churches.
这个弟兄呢，还没有信主之前呢，是因为我们教会的一个另外一个弟兄来介绍他，然后来引他到教会来。
And so one of our brother preached to him and guided him to our church.
他也到我们教会来慕道。
And he also came to our church to intrusive for some time.
他也看了，也研究了我们教的一些宣传的小册。
And so he studied our some of our pamphlets and our doctrines.
但是他心里面总是有个疑问啊。
But in his heart, there was this one question.
他说真耶稣教会的道理很好。
He said the truth of the True Jesus Church is very good.
但是难道只有真耶稣教会是得救的教会吗
？But is it only True Jesus Church is the only the church of salvation？
那其他的教会呢
？What about all the other churches？
这些人也都是非常好的基督徒啊。
There are other very good Christians.
所以当他有一次到教会来听闻道理之后呢，他就很感动，然后就回去跟他太太讲。
And so one time he listened to the sermon and he was very moved and then he went home and shared with his wife.
他讲了一个多小时。
And so he shared with her about an hour, more than an hour.
他太太却心不在焉。
And then his wife said,
他太太就是有听没有进去。
His wife heard it but did not really pay attention to him.
后来他受洗之后呢，他太太才跟他讲啊。
And after he received baptism, one day his wife said to him,
他说你第一次跟我讲道理的时候啊。
She said, I remember that time when you first preached to me.
他说我眼前一片茫然好像有看都没有看没有有看没有到。
And she said, it's like you trying to share with me something to see, but I cannot really see.
我的耳中呢嗡嗡作响你在听什么你在讲什么我有听到声音但是这个东西进不进去。
What you were saying to me, even though I heard it, but it didn't really go into retain it in my heart.
但是你讲完之后，我就清醒了。
But after you said it, I woke up.
他们在真耶稣教会慕道一段时间。
And they were truth seeking in our church for some time.
这个弟兄一直跟神祷告。
And so this brother continued to pray to God.
求神带领他们一家到属于他。的一个真的教会
that he can guide his family so his whole family can come to believe in the at the same church
有神同在的教会
a church that has the abidance of God
并且呢能够封闭其他的道路
and also and then close off all the other roads to other churches
有一次他所属的这个外教会的牧师来看他
And so one day, one of his relatives, who was a minister from another church, come to visit him.
啊，这个夫妻两个哈，这个牧师的夫妻两个来看他。
That pastors himself and his wife came to visit him.
刚好在同时啊，也有另外一对也是外教会的牧师的夫妇，也借了一个名义，啊，来想要到他们家来看他。
And then at the same time, there was another denomination's pastor and his wife also want to come and visit.
然后呢，哦，他们就做聊天，然后他们要这个弟兄就跟他讲说，他去真耶稣教会啊，听到这些五道教义，问他问这两对啊两个牧师一些问题。
And so as they were sitting down to converse, this brother of ours then said, "Oh, I go to this church now, and they have the five basic doctrines, and I'd like to share with them with you."
但是这些那两个牧师只是委婉的跟他们讲啊，也没有啊特别说什么。
But the response from the two other pastors didn't really, they didn't really say much.
他们要走的时候呢，啊，这个牧师就跟他们说，那我们就一起来祷告。
And then before they as they were leaving, they say, "Let us have a prayer."
然后他们六个人啊，他们夫妻两个，再加上两对的牧师，六个人就手牵着手啊，帮外教会他们祷告的方式啊，在里面祷告。
And so the six of them circled together, held hands, and they bowed their heads to pray.
然后呢，他们五个人啊，这个弟兄加上这两对的牧师的夫妇，就如你用圣经上的一些经节呢来做祷告。
And so they used in their prayer, they used the scripture from the Bible as their prayer.
但是呢，啊，轮到这个太太哈，来做祷告，因为她之前对教会圣经节也不是很熟悉，所以她说她祷告的时候不晓得要说什么。
And for this brother's wife, when it was her turn to speak a few words, she was a little bit nervous because she didn't know what to say.
所以正在很为难的时候，她想到说啊，真耶稣教会祷告是说哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名。Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名。
And then all she can remember is that in True Jesus Church, their prayer is Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哦，这是 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And Hallelujah in the name of Jesus, and then Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，所以她在祷告的时候就只念说 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And so in her portion of the prayer, she said Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
但是讲没有多久，她就看到异象。
But after saying only a few words, she saw a vision.
她闭上眼睛念 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣的时候呢？看到有一个好像一个人形的一个样子。
And so she said as she was saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord, she saw an image of a man.
这身穿洁白花光的衣服。
Who wore this white glowing white robe.
脸因为花光所以看不清楚。
His face shone so brightly that she cannot really make out the details of his face.
但在里里不用说他知道这是我们的耶稣基督。
But in spirit, she had a feeling she knows that this is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她很害怕，以为她在做白日梦，所以就眼睛张开。
And so she was she was afraid that so she thought she was daydreaming, and so she opened her eyes.
啊，她看到这些牧师跟其他人还是在那边哈，她不是做白日梦。
And then she realized that the other five people are still there, and she's not dreaming.
然后他就再闭上眼睛。
And so she closed her eyes again.
一闭上眼睛啊，同样的情形又出来的。
When she closed her eyes, she saw the same image.
她看到主耶稣站在讲台前面。
She saw Jesus standing up on the pulpit.
啊，这两对夫妇呢，就跪在讲台的前面这边。
And then these two ministers, the couples were below the pulpit.
然后主耶稣就从这个讲台上下来。
And then Jesus came down from the pulpit.
然后又走回讲台上面。
And then went back to the pulpit.
过了一阵子呢，啊，又轮到这个姊妹祷告的时候。
And then after a little while later, it's her turn to speak again.
突然间，灵里面有一股力量，让她讲出一句话。
And then all of a sudden, in spirit, she was moved to speak these words.
啊，这些话呢是这个灵要她对这两个牧师来说的。
And these words were what she felt in her heart was moved by the Spirit to speak to these two other couple.
所以他就讲说，主耶稣要我告诉你们。
Lord Jesus would like to say to you.
这个讲台是他的，就是主耶稣的。
This pulpit belongs to Lord Jesus.
你们啊，就是这两个牧师，你们要讲主的话，你们要讲圣经上的话。
He said, you, pertaining to these two couple, are to speak the words of the scripture.
啊，他讲了这句话之后，他心里面觉得很惊讶，就流泪不止。
And after she spoke these few words, she was quite surprised herself, and then she started to cry.
啊，因为看见主耶稣，看见了真神。
Because she had witnessed Jesus.
这个弟兄他见证说，自从这件事情知道他。他了解主耶稣让他们继续在真耶稣教会里面学习道理。
And so from this instance, it convinced his brother that they need to continue to stay with Jesus Church and to pursue God's word.
这是一个有神同在得救的教会。
This is a church with the abidance of God.
神真的是无所不知无所不在啊。
God is omnipresent and God is omniscient.
之后他们就继续的在真耶稣教会里面慕道，不在其他教会去。
And so after that, they continue to be faithful, and still continue to come to the church.
神更将宝贵的圣灵赐给他们全家。
And then God let their family members receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就受洗了。
And then they all receive baptism.
啊，所以真的我们要借着祷告把这个道理。传给我们周围的人。
And so through prayer, we are to share the words of God to others.
我们从神那边得到大大的圣灵跟能力。
And then we can receive the great power through the Spirit.
你学习主耶稣，把这个福音传出去。
And how we learn from Lord Jesus Christ to spread the word.
这是一个神同在的一个明证。
This is a manifestation of how God abides with us.
让人能够借着我们，因为看到我们有神同在。能够得到福气。
So that others through observing us can see Christ and come to believe.
起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
160首。
160。
我们英文唱1-3节哈，因为中文只有三节。
English, let's sing 1, 2, and 3。
要一起同心祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down and pray.
我们求神的灵 神的能力大大的跟我们同在。
May God's Spirit and His power abundantly be with us.
我们若是这样能够跟神祈求神是看我们内心他会赏赐我们所需要的。
If we pray to God and according to His will, He will heed our prayers.
有一个弟兄他还没有得到圣灵之前有很多很多的疑问
There was a brother before he came to believe, he had a lot of questions. Before he received the Holy Spirit, he had a lot of questions.
虽然已经受洗了但是受洗之后这个疑问问题越来越多。
And in, after baptism, he still have his question grew even more.
道理越查问题越多。
The more he studied, the more questions he had.
但是有一次他在年会祷告的时候下定决心要到前面来祷告。
And so one day, in spiritual convocation, he determined to come to the front to pray.
因为他之前虽然没有圣灵，但是求圣灵的时候都是在后面安静祷告。
Even though he did not have the Holy Spirit, but every time there was prayer, he would always stay all the way in the back and to pray very quiet.
但是这一次呢，因为传道讲道鼓励他，他也受到激励。到前面来祷告。
And but this time, the pastor encouraged him, and so he was moved to come to the front to pray.
在前面祷告，那很专心认真的念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And so when he came to the front to pray, he prayed very diligently and say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他说突然间有股力量降在他的身上。
He then testified that he felt this power to come upon him.
让他全身震动。
So that his whole body moved.
然后呢，眼泪不由自主的就流出来，然后这边很嚎啕痛哭。
And then he started to weep.
他说不晓得为什么这么哭。
And he said he did not know what he was crying about.
他说事后他说在众人面前哭他觉得很不好意思。
And he said to cry in front of so many people is so embarrassing.
他说活了五六十岁还没有在这么多人面前没有在人家面前这样哭过。
He said, "I'm 50, 60 years old, and I've never cried like this in front of other people."
但是呢，他说他领受圣灵之后呢，以前对一些道理的疑问，以前对教会的不满，现在都没了。
And he said, after he received the Holy Spirit, all the questions and things that he felt was lacking in the church, that he found the answer. It did not bother him anymore.
因为他之前对这个教会讲台的讲道很挑剔的。
Actually, he was very picky about the sermons, the speakers that delivered the sermons.
有一次甚至跟我讲说，我们教会的这个讲道它分成好几类
And then he said one time he even shared with me, say our church's sermon there are two several types.
有些那个打这个高空炮根本刺不到他的心
打什么？
就是高射炮
And then he said, some of the sermons are very high levels. It can't really reach the hearts of people.
所以还没有得到圣灵之前，真的是很对小事情都是很计较。
And so before we see the Holy Spirit, every little things, he was very picky.
但是他那一次受圣灵之后
，But after he received Holy Spirit that day,
很多的疑问，很多的很让他很心烦的。都没有了。
And then all this kind of questions or all this uneasiness, it all disappeared.
所以我们若弟兄姊妹，我们能够追求有神的圣灵跟能力在我们心里面。
And so, brother and sister, if we pray for God's Holy Spirit and power to be within us,
不但会发现神跟我们同在
，you will feel that not only God abides with us,
我们有神的平安，有神的福气
，but we also have the peace and the grace of God.
我们也有神，我们也有耶稣基督的心。一颗包容的心在我们心里面。
We also have the heart of Jesus in our heart.
以前一些容易让我们生气的事情，容易让我们计较的事情，因着基督的心在我们心里面，我们会觉得说生活过得很平安，不再计较了。
And we feel that life is very peaceful, very joyful because we will not be bothered by many things.
所以我们年会之前，我们就现在一个多月，我们开始认真。
And so before our spiritual convocation, this one-month period that we have left, we must pray diligently.
让我们在这次灵恩布道会，大家在属灵上都能够丰收。
So that we can reap abundantly in spirit in the spiritual convocation.
在我们的灵恩会的时候，大家的圣灵能力更是大大的充满。
And can see the abundant downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们一月的灵恩会，我们灵恩布道大会来祷告。
And so let us pray for the spiritual convocation that is coming up.
也为了一些弟兄姊妹身体健康、灵性软弱的弟兄姊妹，还有慕道朋友的祷告。
Brother and sister who may be ill, and also for those true seeker friends.
我们一起来跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.